I know what you're thinking. I'm just a voice. I'm real, but it turns out I'm just another figment of your imagination. Well, sort of. In your hour of need, you're wishing that, for just one moment, that I was there, craving for that tangible sensation of my breath washing over your neck, sending chills all the way down your spine, my hands exploring your wondrous body and finding every little hotspot that you never thought you'd have. But I think there's more to your need than you realize. You want a woman that can mold and shape herself into anything you've ever wanted to hear. Someone you can relate to. Someone you can lose yourself with. And someone to come for. I know. You must be wondering to yourself, how does she know? Well, darling, I know because I can feel your aching desire from miles and miles away. To be honest, that makes me all the more confident in winning you over with my hands tied behind my back. If, of course, that's what you want. Let's not kid ourselves anymore. How can I prove to you that I can be whatever you want me to be? That I can say whatever you've been dying to hear? Because you know I can. I can make you moan and shiver with each intonation, each word, and each sound that penetrates your ears and runs constant in your mind. Maybe you want something gentle, something poetic. I can do that. I can be the one that you can lay your head on whenever you feel like there's no one to turn to. I can kiss your tears away and whisper sweet nothings in your ear. You mean the world to me. And tonight, I'm gonna show you how much I've been craving for your body. I need to feel you sinking deeper and deeper inside my warm, wet silk as I grip your cock so tightly. Your skin is wet with sweat, and your body just begging to be pleasured. See what I did there? I can tell you're already quivering with so much anticipation. Just thinking of the love we're gonna make and how intense it's going to be. Or maybe you want something a little more brash, a little more rough. I have no problem treating you like the filthy, depraved man-whore that you are. Oh, I can see it now. Me, hovering on top of you, with your mouth wide open while my pussy lingers just above your lips, and you're pleading me with those smoldering fuck-me eyes to force my wet, hot pussy onto your mouth. I bet you're achingly hard hearing me groan and moan as I force you to lick my pussy deep and hard. Oh, fuck, yes. Even when you're begging me to stop, I'm still going to keep fucking that slutty mouth of yours until your eyes are watering and you're drowning and you're drenched in my cum. And you're not allowed to waste a single drop of it either. You have to swallow every bit of my sweet, sweet cum that's been rewarded to you. Because that's the only thing you're ever gonna get tonight. I'm sure your hard cock isn't that desperate for my tight and wet pussy, is it? Oh, I'm gonna have to think long and hard about whether or not you deserve this. Oh, now I've got you whimpering like a helpless little fuck toy. Oh, isn't that delicious? Or perhaps you want me to look up to you instead, as your little girl? Someone you can protect and put under your wing? I can be that little girl that you need. I can be your well-behaved little girl and let you take good care of me. Oh, I want to learn all the nasty and naughty ways I could do to make you come. Just enjoying the feel of your fingers, playing with my long, beautiful hair as you thrust your cock right in between these luscious titties. All the while, I look up to you with that adorably mischievous smile that you love once you shoot your hot, white load all over my breasts. God, what I wouldn't give for you to be here. Or do you want me on my knees for you, sir? Oh, that's right, darling. I can be your willing little fuck slave for your pleasure. And I can't help but picture you sitting right there, your hot, throbbing cock exposed before me. Doesn't it make you so horny to know that you've been here and you've got me kneeling before you with a collar around my neck and my hands between my legs? And here I am just beseeching and imploring to taste your honey-laden warmth on my tongue. To know that I'm so eager to lick up every drop of your juices and to drink your lust and savor every bit of it. Oh. Or maybe better yet, I let you use my pussy as your plaything. And you can fuck me so hard until my legs are sore and I'm a sweaty, cum-soaked mess. I'll even let you hear me beg so pretty for you, sir. I understand that good girls beg as much as they can, and bad girls don't beg enough. Oh, but for you. Oh, I'll beg for you. I'll even crawl on my fucking knees for you. I'll weep for you. Oh, hell. I'll even scream for you. Do you know that? I just want you to fuck me. So will you, sir? Oh, please, 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 pretty please, say you'll fuck me. Oh, please, fuck me. Please, fuck me. I will say please fuck me again and again until you feel my pain and you feel my desperation. How could I get through to you that I just want you to make me yours?
Please. Just let me make you come.
And that's how it's done. You want a woman you can bend, shape, and mold into anybody that you want. A woman whose voice is a blank canvas to be painted on, with longing words and achingly erotic sounds to make you lose control of yourself and reality. A woman who puts her heart and soul into every little thing she says to convince you she is for real and that she needs to make you come all the time. I am that woman. I can give you anything you want to hear from me. I